Ohio. That is CTF. Number.
Good morning, everyone. Veronica Peralta with Arizona Department of Administration.
I'm John Anglin with Arizona Complete Health, here standing in for Melissa Brown.
Michelle Guidos with Kodak Health Recovery and Wellness.
Ken Girls. On the phone is Joe, are you there?
Yeah, Joe Mashesky, family member.
And Dorothy.
Are you there?
I am. I'm here with for a family member.
Right. So we've got a forum here at least, and that will get started and get the business that everybody has a copy of the agenda for those of you on the telephone. And first thing is, of course, reviewing the minutes. Do we have anything to report or review or sort of publish?
They are published online. So if you guys would like to review them online, they are published on the website, which is ioc.az.gov. And when you're in the website, if you click committees, under access, you will see Southern Arizona Independent Oversight Committee with the recorded minutes from October 22nd, as well as the agenda for today. And that's where the minutes will be as well after today. Yeah, absolutely. So the website again is ioc.az.gov.
And then we'll have something next month.
They are recorded, so I would have to find out how to form them into a type, because they're not typed, they're being recorded. It's published on the website, yeah. I can make sure to send you the recordings as soon as I receive them. Yes.
So somehow we think of an extrapolate that they converted into print copy.
I could follow up with that. Yeah, I could follow up with that.
Okay. Want to give us any updates as far as IOC, as far as anything that you should know, any changes or any additions?
As of right now, no changes. But I know that for the Independent Oversight Committees on the Mentally Ill would like to continue having some meetings with the chairs. I know that we had that conversation just yesterday, but that's more so on the administrative side of the IOCs, on manual, on either policies or procedures. That's on the other end. Nothing as of right now. For Arizona Department Administration, we did send out some business cards for you guys to review to see if you would be interested. To have those, I could resend those again and share with the committee if you'd like. They're just a business card. It's very similar to the ones you already have, Ken, just for the Independent Oversight Committee. On more information, when either you conduct a visit, you want to leave that, or just presenting yourself out of physically for conducting the visit, as well to recruit new members. That's kind of the hopes that we have from that. Yep, I could send that over. I'll resend that over. Yep, it's a small little file. No worries. I can resend. It's a small little file of just a business card. And then we're hoping to also just include a brochure, again, just for recruiting purposes for the IOCs. Yeah, and then that would be the next step, is to figure out how many copies you guys would like. I know that Matthew did send over a few, but that was a while back ago. Yeah, All we did is kind of similar to the website. If you've got to the website, the colors have changed a little bit. It was all red before. Now we're just trying to make it a little bit more colorful, a bit more inviting. And that's the difference. It's just that. But I will make sure to send that over to you all.
The goal is to recruit more folks here so we can
absolutely
get more done. And so by having that membership ground, it's good
to in regards to the last one would be we are trying to figure out a way to have these recorded minutes go into a print, because that's the biggest thing is how do we go back to approve the minutes. I've gotten that from a lot of the committees. How do you go back to a specific action item that the committee asked for? So we're trying to figure that out right now. The state did go Google, so we have Google Meet.
Right.
But we are venturing out to see if there's other options out there. So if you guys know of anything, please let us know. There has to be.
Transcription programs, you mean?
So that's kind of what we're working behind the scenes. Larry and I just try to figure out a smoother way for the committee to have that posted. You know, to still fulfill open meeting law requirements, but also for the committee itself, how to go back and see what you guys went over during your meeting to include for your annual report or to send out to, you know, the agency for that specific objection, recommendation, or whatever that has. So we are working on that right now. So all we ask is for the committee to please just type those up in the meantime. We'll record all these minutes, but anything that's voted on, a specific recommendation, objection from the committee, if we just type those up for now, that way it could go easily to whoever it has to go without us assuming what's on there.
It had to do with her situation with the children's complaints, remember? But we had to put it on hold because she had a close to death now, so that's still in the works. We had a motion to get some paperwork going 2 months back. I'm just throwing this.
Yeah.
That's on hold until we can get Susan back in Moreno with because that's her big one. I needed some verbiage for her before I could write up the proper.
The exact ask for it.
I couldn't get the exact ask without her help. I mean, she had that.
Then, speaking on that topic, if she's not here, follow up. I thought there was a request at least to get Eva to look into the situation of the recall. Melissa was to get back to the group and report.
She actually
answered that. So you can pass that on here, because I'd like to get it. Cool. 2 months ago, we were talking about the facility.
Is this regarding Sonora?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. It was regarding Sonora. And this was back in September, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, Melissa was going to talk to Joe Bonneau with the county management department there, I think, about doing an investigation.
Yes.
Okay. Can I have two questions? It's Joe.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe, please. Thank you.
We're talking about past requests. To my knowledge, I made a motion, it was seconded and approved about 3-4 months ago to get a list of all the places where people in the system that we are dealing with reside. And I also have another question about did name tags ever come down or identification tags?
I was just going to raise that, so thank you, Joe, for saving me one more item on my list. Thank you. Photo ID, name tag, you know,
The badges, yes.
I have Dorothy's. I was going to mail it to her house.
So back to Joe's Barb is passing out some of the ID cards.
No, they've all been passed out except for Dorothy's.
If we do need new badges, I believe you did receive your last badge, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. If we still have members that need a badge, I just ask a picture, a simple picture, if you could send that over to me to IOC@AZ.gov. And all is just a picture of your face, even a selfie, whatever that is, with a black or white background. Yeah, and I could get that badge for you.
Can I ask that you send that request in writing to the members? Because, I heard what you say, but I'm not sure I'm going to remember all the details.
All but a few have their badges, Joe. We happen to be at the meeting when they took the pictures. Dorothy, would you like me to mail you yours?
Yes, please.
I will do.
Okay, so we have your back to Joe's other comment. He had two comments. This is second one. In terms of the follow-up item, as far as getting to this, where are we as far as on that? Help us, or would this be something that would come out of Melissa?
And Joe, just to clarify, the list of places, is it for all facilities within Tucson, or?
No, my motion was for all the facilities where people in the system that we have oversight of, or whatever the correct term is, you know, in whatever jurisdiction that actually lies in, Pima County, Southern Arizona, wherever.
Okay.
IOC South. So if we can get that before the next meeting, that would be helpful.
Absolutely.
And then you just came up also yesterday, last night, conference call up, and I think I asked Larry to follow up, not specifically for this, but in terms of
statewide,
so you know, which regions are covering which parts of the subparts. I mean, it's clear with the central, but then north has several regions, south has, when they start getting, you got five counties, I believe, is the way they're going to. We have enough to keep us busy with this little county of Pima. So you can get that out to us in that. Mail it to us, to all of us, or to Barb, and she gets it out. Then I get Barb more work to do.
I do believe that list is online, so I'll definitely we'll follow up. Larry and I will follow up with that website. Because I do want to say there is a listing of exactly what you're asking.
Is there?
I believe.
And secondary to that list, then would be the or personal needs or the risk or the assistance of the individuals given by facility, by location, or by group home.
Isn't that on the FTP server under special needs? Isn't that
right? Okay.
It's available to us.
Okay. Take it back.
Yeah, we have that one, special needs.
Because you guys do receive those reports,
so that's
as well.
Updated.
Yeah.
There's a time when there are only three names on there. I mean, so it's okay. Okay, so hopefully Joe's comments will be addressed in at least the first part.
These are, you're looking at like the contracted facilities.
Yeah, in other words, the WEBA contracts with, besides not the Kodak.
Right, the board and cares, or the, right.
Whatever's under the WEBA umbrella as it relates to responsibility, we're looking for that kind of person to guide the group. So there are need to go on a site visit or whatever.
They perform that oversight.
And also looking at these early on special needs, which places have been visited or you.
Right.
Somebody's got to open.
If you're on the line, could you please mute yourself? We are receiving a little bit of feedback at the meeting. If I mute everyone, you would have to unmute yourself to speak. But if you could unmute yourself, that would be great. That way.
I assume you're talking to me.
Maybe. Could you mute yourself, please? If you don't have a mute button, you might just have to dial *6 and that will mute
star your six?
Line. Yes.
How do I get out of it?
Star six to get out of it as well. So you use star six to get out and to go back into mute. There you go. All right.
Yes.
And then one more, just a follow up. You sent me 8 badges for 8 members. So we do have that many covered.
Okay.
I didn't have a list of who's who, though.
I, you know what, I'll do that next. Would you like me to make sure you have a list on there? Because right now.
I just don't know who did. By the way, Judith Kowalik has had to resign, so as of 11:14.
Thank you.
And on the plus side on that, Susan Hyder is interested in coming back. So she may be here in the December meeting, former long term member. Anything else? And just getting back to the section on IOC, your area.
Yeah. Can I clarify before we move on?
Sure.
Do I need to? So, do you find the? Do you have access to that list, or do I need to address that with Melissa?
I don't know if that was an ask for Melissa in the past. I was just going to follow up directly with access to find out from them if that request was ever made, and if so, can we have that list?
Okay, I'll mention it to her, and if she's been asked, okay. Thank you. To the yeah, anybody that can help. Thank you.
Well, it's specific now, just to see. I left the message for Jason. We have his number handy. I left my cell phone in the car purposely because I've got this rain thing that goes every time the door opens or whatever our house or the leaf goes by, it starts to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's good. It's a good little thing. But then it's like,
you know, all of a sudden. You can change the sound so they howl. Mine has a turkey gobble right now.
So every at time, home, if somebody well, comes
if
up,
somebody comes by out. There in my house, you hear
nice.
It's great. I love it.
Nice.
Any like you can have it where like if you push it, there's one sound, and then if you go like any motion within so many feet, however many feet you set it, it's another tone.
Yeah.
So
it'd be gobbling at you. Like,
you can because it, if your phone's not on silent, yeah. So if yeah. you right now, if you ring my doorbell, it's like some weird chime, and if you walk just past my door, then it's a turkey gobbling. For Halloween, it was great.
Because
we had screaming
too.
Witches, and it would scare my husband. It was great.
I know Jason tries to get here whenever he can. Obviously, it's holds up many reasons for emergencies. Member recruitment is the second item on the agenda, and again, everyone's encouraged to recruit. You know, someone maybe you have a neighbor you don't haven't talked to for some time.
Is there any yeah. literature available on is there one page or a brochure that you guys use to recruit?
Yeah. I don't know what we're talking about that we're updating, but the website has all that information, and mostly that's kind of where we're directing everyone is to go to the website because you can print that brochure from the website directly. You can apply to the website directly, and that's ioc.az.gov.
Right, okay.
But we'll make sure we're going to be sending some to some.
The issue is that hard copies, yes. Print copies in offices or, you know, entry level in entrances mm-hmm. and people sitting there, take it with them mm-hmm. to their residence as opposed to assuming that they can get out online or they don't have a computer or whatever. I mean,
And I'll send that over for you guys so you guys to take a look at it. And what if you guys are approved, you guys are good with it, I'll make sure to make some copies.
I'm assuming that's the one your number over there. Mm-hmm. So they can just call there and you can refer
them. Yep, because that's exactly what we're doing is any applications that we do receive online, they go directly to the chair. We also include vice chair as well. Mm-hmm.
Outreach again, we're, I don't think we have any more new reports on that. Yeah, incident reports.
No.
Sharon, are you picking up on that section? Are you going to, I know we've had kind of fell behind. Some people
we've talked a little bit about it, and I've offered whenever you want to do a home visit or home inspection or whatever you want to do, I can make time. That's the thing, is because that's what for foster homes I do, foster home investigations. So whenever you need me to tag along to be a second pair of eyes, I'm more than willing to go along to help do that.
Do you do visits professionally for your organization?
For my organization, yeah. So I do anytime. Somebody calls the DCS hotline about a foster parent, which is why I had to step out, is that if they call in, it gets either triggered back to the licensing agency for foster care to do the investigation, or it gets triggered to DCS to do it. If it's DCS that's going out to the foster home to do an investigation for possible safety stuff, I attend those to kind of just be there to make sure that no licensing violations have happened during that time because they're just looking for safety. But if it gets triggered back to the agency, say, they left their medications out, or they reportedly spanked their kids, but there was no marks, stuff like that. That's the kind of stuff that I go out and help investigate and interview all the household members and stuff. So, I mean, I'm familiar with a lot of the reports and the process and stuff like that. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anytime you need me, just let me know. And for children's, I mean, I have the basic safety guidelines for regular home inspections. So making sure their meds are locked up or their cleaning supplies and stuff like that. I have a lot of those.
Yeah, we have
for adults, it's a little bit different, but it's not very different.
Would you be okay to participate? Because we're talking about it at AWA's having a focus group to help the IOCs establish. Kind of like that process, mm-hmm. that checklist. We have one right now, but we think that the committee, it shouldn't come from ADOA, it should come from the professionals within the committee. Yeah. So we're hoping to try to get a focus group. Would you be okay with that?
Awesome. Yeah, because I also do regular home inspections for just, like I said, their annual compliance and stuff. So. Sure.
Thank you. Uh-huh. And I have your information.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's kind of effective there. So something we could, here, would we feel comfortable getting back, getting the password, getting back on.
I do believe both of you ladies are able to obtain access because you both have already signed your confidentiality agreements and you went through the training.
The access, I just got an email saying mine's getting ready to be locked out if I don't log in. So,
but we do have that.
So, would you need some help with that when you started?
I think just help, I can log in, but just help guiding from what I need to pull from where is what I would need.
Would you guys be okay if I help set up a call with meet someone from Access because they can kind of sit back and kind of go through it with you? You guys would like to. That's up to you, though. Yeah? Okay.
Okay. So let's get started on that. So there's a lot of people in between there. Seclusion restraint was the other area I think we talked about, again, for folks there. So kind of, it goes in cycles. I've seen that over the years with people and people have other issues they've got to move on in their life. So keep your eyes and ears open and let's get more folks here. And so you'll follow up with that. We don't need to fill out a form.
There is a form that they will have to like sign for the FTP server. But to sit with somebody, like, I know that CJ has said that she's more than happy to get on the phone and walk them through the FTP server and the QM portal if they needed to. I think she's done it, maybe Barbara, if not. I know she kind of just went through it to try to explain it.
But it's wonderful, especially since she rearranged everything in there with meaningful folders.
Yes.
Amazing. And file names.
Was it helpful though to get on the phone with her? Okay.
Tremendously. Yeah. So anybody else that wants to jump off the Yeah, and there's actually content files now. Oh. excitement.
I know, I like your enthusiasm.
So you're getting what you need.
Yes. On the FTP server. It's just the other ones, the accident and incident, you know, the death report site. I don't have access to that, but I welcome you. Please.
Please. Whatever it needs to help.
So could we make that a goal between now and then? Our next meeting in those is not jump around, but at least really the next meeting would be not the fourth Tuesday, but the third Tuesday, same as we're doing.
Okay.
We usually do that Thanksgiving and holiday Christmas, also close to it. So it seems over the years people prefer to have it.
Yes.
So that would be the December the 17th, is it?
Yeah, 17th.
27, December 17th. So if you want to have that, get that minutes and then. Mm-hmm. Again, it's a month from now, but it's the third week rather than the fourth week, so we can lock that in. Okay.
Oh, as soon as I know you're able to get us a room because it's the same situation, I'll blast everybody.
Perfect. Because of the change of room.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I guess that room, our regular one, wasn't available.
Yeah, it wasn't available for today, but I did talk to Irma, which is the lady you were walking with.
Yeah.
She's the one who does the reservations.
Exactly.
So for next year, I would be okay to continue with the fourth Tuesday of each month. Okay. Perfect. Just for the holidays. Yeah.
Just,
so then I will follow up with her and see what room she has available for the 17th. Yes, hopefully she has that one.
Yeah. Gordon Care, any updates on that?
Unfortunately, not. Melissa kindly gave me a fresh sheet, so we've got that. I shipped you a couple prospects, and I'm waiting for my buddy, but now I know I can call and share.
You can call me too.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just think about that.
clear the fog. Huh?
And Susan Moreno, again, we don't have any updates from Susan because she's been out. But again, just piggybacking full circle that we're going to get a report on, at least the status of what the Rebus founder are looking into, as well as I think the issue I thought I'd raise maybe that. Yeah, we did vote on it, as I recall. Mm-hmm. We were all clear on that. And then we possibly involve licensure if we didn't get any resolved right away on that.
We're installing this the verbiage to get it shipped in. Because during that period, I was trying to work with Sherry to get it out of her what it needed to say because it's her situation. You know?
Susan,
I can't. She sent me an email saying that she was working with another mother because she knew that she had to write some things up. Specifics. They need specifics, and that's what I didn't have. It was specifics.
Well, no, that's up to her.
So yeah. She said that she was, but then, like I said, so
bylaws. I think we had a copy. I sent that out. I think we got one from North and Matt.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Where are we on that at all? Is there any follow-up? We have those were distributed out to everyone, as I recall.
Distributed, but no conversation.
That's always such an entertaining fun thing to do, bylaws. There's a few people who have tried doing that.
My understanding is that we were given North to take a good look at to see if maybe we just wanted to.
They were copying off of ours. Actually,
yeah. The original of yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it was intended for, Barbara.
Like
it was
for
us to say.
For December, and then just add the agenda. And then
try to do
things we go through fairly quickly.
Can you resend it out again?
Yes.
Because that was sent out several months ago, right? Or was it recently?
Yeah. Okay, good. This is some purpose on that. And then as far as moving down to provider updates and the rebounds, give us any trainings going on, any using the voice that gives us some any updates or things going on as it relates to organizational things or training events, something that's always interesting.
I'm not aware of anything specific. I just finished creating a trauma-informed care training that I'm hoping to roll out next in January.
The staff or the family?
I think that we are going to start community-based. So for anybody. Yeah, I would definitely let the committee know. It's
my favorite topic.
Yeah?
Because of all the time I was working with including restraints, I would sit literally reading crying because of the way that the clients were being treated by people that just didn't know any better.
Yes.
It was horrible.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that we like to attribute these different characteristics to people's behaviors and we don't always recognize where it's coming from.
Exactly. Oh my gosh.
And I have to tell you, I created, there's a million trauma-informed care trainings out there, and I found most of them deficient, which is why I created this one, because I wanted to cover those areas that I walked out, curious.
And everybody has their own, too, so it makes it hard, because each one of the agencies, and then I know Dr. Bruce Perry has his neurosequential stuff, that it's its own trauma-informed care, but it's webinar, and...
And it sounds very academic, and so I wanted to kind of merge the two and get a lot of the brain stuff in there. Yes.
Get it, and then
how do
you teach that?
Well, and that's the big thing is that trauma-informed care doesn't really come with a whole lot of tools. It's really about helping a person change their perspective. But there are some tools that can be used for that. So I don't want to disclose too much.
That's something we've been asking for. Patsy Price does the foster adoptive forum.
Yes.
She's great. She can go with providers. But Patsy's been doing really good, and she does it statewide for us right now. She, Arizona Complete Health, goes around, and she travels a lot and does hour-and-a-half forums for it's been mostly agencies, but foster parents are more than welcome to come, and they get an hour of training, and we talk a lot about bringing people in. And
yeah. Yes, that was my first ask, actually.
That is amazing.
It was for the foster families, which, I mean, if anybody needs trauma-informed care, it's, our foster families, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. All across the spectrum, yes. Unnecessarily.
Yes.
So that'll be out when?
January. I'm not sure yet. We're still there's a lot of marketing. So we collaborated with Banner, kind of my counterpart at Banner to create the training. And so co-branding things now becomes really convoluted because we have our designs, they have theirs, and never the two shall meet. It's yes, yes, the beer. Now comes the bureaucracy. Creating it was pretty easy.
Yeah,
getting it through the red tape. Yes, yes.
Anything else in John?
I can't think of anything. I'm sorry, and I wasn't. Okay. I wasn't given all that. I think so. I'm excited. And I love to teach. So I'm excited.
Anybody else?
Yes. Yes.
I left a message. Just said if you have an update, please call us. Actually, turn my ring back on. It's not very exciting.
Is it connected to your doorbell?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Anything else? We may have a short meeting today this month, but we've got some follow up items to do. Again, belabor it if you want to be longer. Do you have part
I have a question. If
please go ahead, John.
I know it's a shock to everybody. What is your ideal group size? How many people are you looking for?
15
max. Okay.
You know,
so members, so not just community members.
Voting 15.
For, okay. But as many people as you can fit in the room can show up to the meeting.
Yeah.
But as far as voting members, okay.
Two different issues. One is the public, we don't give them, we're not going to exclude someone for the appointment. We're chairs. So
right.
It'd be a nice problem to have.
Right. Yeah, sorry. I know the rooms keep getting smaller. So, yeah. That's the one with the pews, right?
Yeah. So the answer is 15 max as far as voted in.
Right, okay.
So we're looking for people either in the field or parents or family members. Or
And the commitment is of course the monthly meeting and some home visits
or accident incident or seclusion restraint, I'll take care of that, or site visits if possible. Just
okay.
The committee work would be lovely.
Okay.
Any of the committees.
General advocacy as well, which I would say in terms of someone who's particularly as you go around and relate to people in terms of that, like Susan Moreno came up with this, you know, someone, parent talks to her and says, hey, offspring, son, daughter has been abused or whatever.
Right.
So bring it up here and then hopefully this group will then follow through whatever channels, because oftentimes even the professionals get confused as to which channel, where does it go? Because
sure.
It depends upon the nuance, etc.
Yeah.
So, age is another factor. So that would be another dimension, that is advocacy and making sure that it's followed.
All right. Thank you.
Good question. No, thank you, John.
Okay.
So again, I ask everyone on the table to, you know, bring a friend to this next meeting too. Yeah. And we did spoil it by December 17th, then at 10:30, the room will be announced. And then hopefully, if we get the other room again, that'd be great. Because always have
to. I'll find out for you today for you guys. I'll just go downstairs and find out. That's
great. Everybody sign in on the sign in sheet here. Pass it around.
So, and just suggest, because we're already, I already have
them. Oh, okay. Okay. I just want to make sure you got that on there. Probably the shortest meeting we've had for 20 years.
I tried. I tried to dry out.
You too. Yes.
Thank you very much for letting me.
Thank you, everyone on the phone. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.